Guardians. Time to talk Guardians baseball. We are on the All-Star break with Bob DiBiasio. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. In this new jingle package, did they sing anything about Let's Play 2 or double headers? I found it a little sort of just poetic in a sense that the game right before the All-Star break, we're ready to get in the All-Star break. Sorry, rain out. You know what that means for the Guardians, another double header somewhere down in the future. So,
I know. You're right. There was something very ironic about the fact that we end the first half of the season, go into the All-Star break with a rain out. It's been a consistent theme all year long, unfortunately, and it came at a bad time. We were playing very well, and we had Shane Bieber on the mound and looking to get a four-game sweep of the Tigers, head into the All-Star break with some real momentum, which we are, but it would have been nice to see Shane get on the mound yesterday and keep the thing rolling. But, yeah, we have two more doubleheaders on the schedule, now three for the remainder of the year, and something our guys are used to, though.
We're built for it now. Let's just make Major League postseason look like this if we could figure it out somehow. Let's just get all the games done in 2 days. Well, a weekend of game sevens, you know, that type of a thing. But, all right, here's a little over this past weekend, though.
Ramirez now 18 homers, 73 RBIs. Victor Martinez in 2007 was the last Cleveland baseball player to get to 70 RBIs this quickly. Now Hosey's got 73. He swings and drives on deep right field. Gone! And Jose Ramirez now two home runs and five RBIs. His second multi-homer game of the season. And it's come in the first two innings. And it's a blowout of epic proportions. Jose Ramirez, 19 homers and now 75 RBIs, as he has home runs in his first two at bats, and it looks like he is ready for the home run derby at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, how about that? I always worry, don't they say this home run derby sometimes will screw up the swing of the slugger? Or is that a myth, Bob?
I would think that it's a little bit of a myth. I think players, especially ones like Jose Ramirez, who are so instinctive, have such a special baseball IQ that it's not going to affect how he goes into the second half of the season. I mean, he's going to do this on a Monday night, and our next game isn't until Friday in Chicago. So I don't think it's going to affect him too much. But the first home run he hit in that two homer game, I don't know if I've seen a ball hit as high as that one. It was just majestic. And you know, Hammy's call of both of those home runs, ironically, in batting practice, he had brought the double A hitting coach in to throw BP to him, who he is going to have as his BP pitcher, home run derby pitcher. And so he was practicing a little bit in batting practice before the game and ends up hitting two home runs during that game. So I don't know if there's any reality to that.
Bob, how did he choose that gentleman from Akron? Do they know each other? Do they go back a ways or what?
Yes, they do, and I think he had asked a couple of our major league guys. He had asked a couple of our major league guys, and unfortunately, there were plans already in place that just made them unavailable to get to Los Angeles to do that. And some family obligations over the All-Star break, of course. And so very familiar with Mr. Betances, down in Akron. So he went through a couple options and settled in on this young man. And a lot of pressure on that guy, I'm telling you. There's a lot of pressure on the BP pitcher in a home run derby. I mean, you have to put that ball in the right spot consistently. That's not the easiest thing to do. I mean, they're not robots. And there's a lot of pressure on guys. Jose will go up against Juan Soto. And really looking forward to watching the home run derby tonight.
Well, we're looking forward to the All-Star game. Andrés Giménez getting his star. Talk about that for this young man.
Yes. 23 years old. Played in the big leagues at 21, which is pretty rare. Really struggled a year ago offensively. Just got away from the fundamentals of his swing, trying to do too much, trying to think he was a power hitter. And that would affect his swing a little bit, and went and worked awfully hard this past offseason and through spring training, and started to show again the player that everybody thought he could be. I mean, always considered one of the top players. When he came out of Venezuela, he, was signed for, I think it was $1.5 million as a youngster out of Venezuela by the New York Mets. So always thought of as a terrifically talented young man. And again, struggled a little bit last year and got to work, hard work. Paying off, and here you go. You're named to the All-Star team, and then unfortunately there's an injury to the guy in front of you, and now all of a sudden you're the starter. And we'll have a lot of fun tomorrow night watching that as well.
And also our closer then, Emmanuel Clase, being a part of this. With those pitchers, that when they have the bullpen, you never know kind of when those guys are going to get in the game, right?
Correct. Yeah, there's a number of guys, back end of the bullpen guys, on an All-Star team. That was a no-brainer. One of the premier elite closers in the game of baseball today. Another young man that, just went from being a kid that when he was drafted was throwing, 88 to 91, and then got a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger and gets himself in a position with professional coaching and strength and conditioning people, and gets the fundamentals down, refining his delivery, and comes to our place where we really pride ourselves on really making pitchers maximize their abilities. And all of a sudden, here's a guy that jumps from, low 90s to high 90s to triple digits. One of the best trades we've made to get a closer, to know that whenever you go into an offseason and you're constructing a baseball team and you do not have to worry at all about figuring out what the back end of your bullpen is going to look like is such a comfortable moment for the baseball operations guys. And we're in that situation. And while we gave up a fan favorite, a Cy Young Award winner, and Corey Kluber for him, it's really worked in our favor.
Well, we're hit to the All-Star break, sort of what we kind of still look at the half-point reflection on it. Two games back, not a bad place to be sitting right at this point of the season.
No, the youngest team in the game, some AAA teams older than us, being over 500, having to play all these tons of doubleheaders. Our starting rotation didn't click, really hasn't clicked like it has the last couple of years. And to just sit two games back, we talked about it in March that, it was going to be a three-team race in our division. It'll be us, the Twins, and Chicago really fighting it. That's come true. It's going to be a real fun second half of the season as the three of us vie for a division title.
Right. Do we have a meteorologist on our All-Star team that we can kind of keep in our – they seem to be the next and most important thing, the way the weather's working out, but we hopefully some good weather here and on the road as well. as we get through these games, because you only have so many days you can double up on, I suppose. Bob, we appreciate your time. Have a good time break at the All-Star break, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, boys. Have a great week. Go Guardians.